possible U.S. and Russia summit. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden will meet with Russian President Putin only if Russia does not invade Ukraine. French President Macron announcing the potential summit Sunday. Fox News confirming that Russian troops were given orders to invade Ukraine just hours before the announcement. Polish citizens saying they are ill-prepared for the arrival of an influx of Ukrainian refugees if Russia invades Ukraine.
That potential is something that has local Polish leaders losing sleep. Many of the Polish people we talked to didn't like their Ukrainian neighbors and may be unable to help if they come in mass. They may be unable to absorb Ukrainian refugees if they come by the millions, as some are predicting.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Border crossings in January increased rapidly since 2021.
Fiscal year 2022 is really what we're looking at here, obviously. It began last October, actually, for U.S. Customs and Border Protection. So data has only been published so far through the end of January. The number of unaccompanied minors has jumped 137%, according to the feds. The number of family units caught crossing up 717%.
Fox's Casey Stiegel. Texas has taken the reins in building their own state border wall. NASCAR starting its new season Sunday with the 64th annual Daytona 500. 23-year-old rookie Austin Cindric winning the coveted event.
And the 64th Daytona 500 is underway.
That was Mike Joy, Fox TV. The Fox Nation-sponsored Spire Motorsports Chevrolet finishing in the top 15. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
At a protest against police shootings in Portland Saturday night, one person shot to death while several were injured. KPTV Fox Portland's Connor McCarthy reports from the scene.
It was definitely a chaotic scene in Normandale Park where this shooting happened. We also do know there was a rally that was happening in solidarity with Amir Locke and Adante Wright at this park, but it's still unconfirmed if anyone in that group happened to be shot.
Portland police saying two suspects are in custody. Pope Francis delivering message about healthcare workers from the Vatican Sunday.
In his weekly appearance from a window of the Apostolic Palace overlooking St. Peter's Square, the pontiff calling healthcare workers heroes, and not just for their service during the coronavirus pandemic, but every day. He then asked the faithful in St. Peter's Square to join him in public applause for what he termed a great thank you for healthcare workers, including volunteers who care for the sick. Hundreds joined him, Italy marking Sunday as a national day to pay tribute to healthcare workers. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A California lawmaker pushing for a bill of rights for our furry four-legged friends.
California Assemblyman and self-professed dog owner Miguel Santiago has introduced the Dog and Cat Bill of Rights. The motivation, he says, came after thousands of people got a dog during the pandemic and are now dumping them at shelters. Santiago's proposal names seven rights, including the right to be free from exploitation, cruelty, neglect, and abuse, the right to daily mental stimulation and appropriate exercise, and the right to be spayed or neutered to prevent unwanted litters. He admits it's common sense sense legislation, but it would require shelters and adoption agencies to post the rights at their locations or face a $250 fine. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
The bill could become law by January 2023. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.